Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 59, Inviting Intimacy. I woke up feeling annoyed with my partner. I knew it was mostly a poor night's sleep that was in the emotional driver's seat, and that, of course, the first place I had to look, always true in my humble opinion whenever I'm annoyed, is within. I was off center and tired, and so things that normally might be easy to flow with or ignore were tugging at my consciousness, yammering at me to blame the other for my present sorry state. At our annual men's group campout this last weekend, we had a lovely morning sharing circle focused on intimacy, sitting in the shade of scrub oaks and junipers on the Chama River. I adore time up there, observing the main current turns, the rock pillow obstacles, eddies, white water, each with its own parallel life experiences and lessons. The larger danger of rapids often declares itself, or we see it clearly as a result of previous choices. And the key to move through such difficulties involves stay present, pay attention, and choose to channel and embrace the energy to do my best, rather than get mired down in fear. And of course, there are the many sweet spots where flow predominates, life hums along, the universe seemingly aligned with our intentions, and we tap into the best of Homo ludens with our creative play. The river always moves on. Change is inevitable. No stopping its winding and weaving, the soft rumble of its energy, the raw power of its forward motion. Ultimately, even with support and encouragement from friends and families, we always have to run the river ourselves. I also believe that equanimity is possible, a la Buddhist thought, neither avoiding the unpleasant moments nor always craving the pleasurable and having it the way we want. And there's always that wonderful ecstatic joy at just having the adventure at all. Our men's group discussion explored many aspects of intimacy, and all those river lessons certainly show up in that realm. Heaven and hell, right here and now, with our partners. At its core, intimacy is a vulnerable connection to another human being, a willingness to be open and unseal, expose, free, and expand our four windows to the world, sharing the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of who we really are, and inviting the same for the other. The three legs of the stool that support its growth include, for me, transparency, first of all, what we reveal versus what we conceal, the willingness to take those vulnerability risks. Secondly, consistently and consciously putting energy and attention into sharing and being close. And finally, creating fluid, healthy boundaries by considering the other in making decisions and choices. We hopefully find that sweet spot of freedom to be while still honoring the requests of the other. After all, we all want to be seen, heard, and appreciated for who we are. One of the major obstacles to intimacy we discussed had to do with avoidance of conflict. I've noticed that many men do not feel safe to bring up issues in their relationships. Can we really be authentic in our intimate connections if we're not willing to speak our truth? They don't dare stand up for themselves because they're often immediately confronted with an emotional hurricane from their partner, and then spend the rest of the discussion trying to tame and navigate that and never get to the issue at hand. Sound familiar? Of course, it always helps to choose timing carefully. Hungry, hot, cold, tired, hurried, blindsided are not the best ways to resolve any problem or solve anything. When I avoid using the words always and never, blaming type language, things usually go better. And I finally learned to make requests rather than demands. Requests are specific invitations. Would you be willing to respectfully asserts a need or a want and allows for a variety of responses, including no, maybe, or not now. They're devoid of guilt trips and criticism and don't try to change or control the other in order to get my way, the opposite of should or supposed to. Requests connect. Demands push away. We're all constantly trying to get our needs met, from survival ones to those involving self-esteem and fulfillment. Needs generate thoughts, which then create feelings. So when my partner does or does not do something that triggers me, I do my best to observe what I think, how I feel, what I need, and what I want. What am I thinking? How am I feeling? What am I needing right now? And what would I like? These four simple steps pretty quickly take me from blaming or judging and feeling disconnected to articulating what might improve things from my perspective, thus deepening intimacy. I first have to take that pause and cleansing breath before responding with an expression, tone, or words I'll later regret. Sometimes I may need to repeat a request or come up with a different strategy for getting a need met. Requests for small, specific things in the now, I've learned, build trust and cooperation, rather than immediately attempting the more difficult things in the future in terms of change. A very interesting aspect of intimacy arose within the exploration of distinguishing between true acceptance and just settling. When I'm at peace with whatever is happening, even if I don't like it, the present situation is not a problem to be solved or endured. Peace arises when nothing different has to be done. No would have, should have, or could have. When we settle or compromise, we can often stay stuck with some resentment or disappointment. To move from resentment to contentment requires an internal shift, a deepening of this is good enough right now acceptance, where we allow the coexistence of savoring what is and still committing to make it better. Next week, we'll explore some more tools for inviting intimacy. Thanks, as always, for listening, and remember your friends and family can sign up at myheartsongs.org.